This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بقربهم السعادة والنجاة.
يا باحثا عن خير صاحب في الحياة. صحب بقربهم السعادة والنجاة. درب المعالي دربهم لم يسلكوا دربا سواه فدربهم درب دعاء. درب المعالي دربهم لم يسلكوا.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه. أما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise is due to Allah alone, and may His peace and blessings be upon the final and last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Welcome to your show, The Perfect Character. Today's talk will be about an important aspect of speech that is essential part also of the religion, which is counseling, giving advice. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sincerity is the true religion." The true religion, if you wanted to summarize the entire religion, it's summarized in one word. That is one of the concise narrations and broad meanings that the Prophet ﷺ was given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he would say few words, but they give a lot of meanings. When the Prophet ﷺ said, "Ad-deenu an-nasiha," sincerity is the true religion, to advise, to give the piece of advice to people. That is religion, which means that you care about others. When the Prophet ﷺ said that, the companions did not say, "Yeah, we know that," or they kept going. They asked him, "To whom?" Our sincerity of giving piece of advice should be to whom? And the Prophet ﷺ said, "To Allah, to His Messenger, to the Book of Allah, to the leaders of the Muslims, and to the generality, to all Muslims." Five types that will receive the advice. So this advice, this counseling, is essential part of the religion. The entire religion was summarized in that simple but general term, advice, sincerity. So in our time, sometimes people say, "I don't want to give a piece of advice. I know that this person is making a mistake. He is doing something wrong, but I don't want to advise him." Why? Because he will not listen to me. We hear that a lot. This should not be of the characters of the Muslim. The characteristics of the Muslim should include giving the advice, regardless of whether the person will respond or no. Imagine if we will look at the results, the outcome. Nobody would give advice. The Prophet ﷺ was not asked for the response of the people. "In alayka illa al-balagh." Your job is only to convey the message. Response from people, that is between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not your responsibility. So there is a golden rule. You need to remember it all the time here. Never counsel, never give a piece of advice on the condition that your advice will be accepted. That's what Ibn Hazm rahimahullah says. Because if you give the advice only when you want people to listen to you and to do what you are telling them, then that's not advice. That is a command. That becomes a command. And the higher is the one who could command the lower. The equal, when he tells another person, an equal person, that's a report. That is not a command. We have a command from a higher to a lower, and we have a dua from a lower to a higher. And then we have from an equal to an equal. So when you are giving the piece of advice, why you look at the response? That's not your responsibility. Your obligation is only to advise, to counsel, to give the piece of advice. That's it. The response is between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So never counsel on the condition that your advice will be accepted. Subhanallah, even the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they would ask him, they would tell him, "Tell us what to do and we will do it." They are willing to do. Yet the Prophet ﷺ would not tell them, "You should, you have." No, he tells them, if you want, if you wish. Umar radiallahu anhu came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, asking him, what should I do with this piece of land, this lot that I gained? I earned a piece of land that is the dearest to me, and I want to give it in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you advise me, O Messenger of Allah? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, if you wish, you could withhold the asset, you could withhold the land, and donate the fruit. And that's exactly what Umar radiallahu anhu did. Again, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not tell him, you should do this, I am the Messenger of Allah, you're coming to me, you're asking me, so this is what you have to do. No. Never give a piece of advice on the condition that it has to be answered. It has to be accepted. No. On the other hand also, never intercede on behalf of someone with the condition that your intercession will be granted. We have some people coming to you, asking you, you know that person, I have something that he has. I have something that I want him to do for me. I have something that he could help me with. You know him. So if you talk to him, he might do it for me. Would you please talk to him? Don't say, no, I will not do it, because I know if I talk to him, maybe he will not respond to me. I only intercede when my intercession is granted. No, that was not the character of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself interceded, and his intercession was not accepted. It was not granted, and he was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So who do you think you are? If you think that every time you say something, it has to be accepted. How many commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do we have in the Quran? How many narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about things that he told the companions to do? Did they do everything? And these came from Allah and from the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So why do you expect people to do or to listen to every single thing that you're saying? So don't give the counsel on the condition that it has to be accepted. Don't intercede on the condition that your intercession will be granted. One time, the Prophet ﷺ saw the husband of Barira. Barira was the freed slave woman of Aisha radiallahu anha. Aisha paid the wage of Barira to her masters, so they freed her. And she was married to Mughith. And when a slave woman is freed, she is given the choice. She is given the option. She could continue with the marriage, or she has the option of separation from her husband. So she chose the separation. She is now a free woman. He is still slave man. So when that happened, Mughith started crying because he loved her so much. He would follow her in the roads of Medina. So the Prophet ﷺ sympathized with Mughith, and he told his uncle Al-Abbas radiallahu anhu, don't you see how much Mughith loves Barira and how much Barira hates Mughith? So he came to Barira trying to intercede for Mughith, and he told her, why don't you have him back? Why don't you take him back? She said, O Messenger of Allah, are you commanding me? Is that a command? The Prophet ﷺ said, no, it's only intercession. I am interceding on behalf of Mughith. She said, I have no need of him. I don't want him. Subhanallah. And the Prophet ﷺ did not tell her, are you rejecting my intercession? I am the Messenger of Allah. No. He did not say that. Because you expect sometimes that your intercession will not be accepted. Just the mere intercession will give you the reward. As the Prophet ﷺ said, ishfa'u tu'jaru. When you intercede, you will get the reward, regardless whether your intercession was accepted or no. So the focus should be on the intercession, not on whether it's granted or no. Also, you need to remember that you don't give a gift on the condition that you are going to be rewarded. One time there is an occasion and people are giving gifts to that person. It's his occasion. You did not bring a gift. Why? Because last time I gave him a gift and he did not give me back any gift when it was my occasion. Subhanallah, that means it is not a gift. That means it is a transaction. It's sale. exchange. You gave something and you are expecting something else. No. Maybe he doesn't have enough money. Maybe he cannot afford what you could afford. So don't treat people exactly how they treat you. You should always look for the best manners. If you give a gift, don't wait for the reward. Then it doesn't become a gift. It becomes a transaction. It becomes a transaction. So back to the counseling, to advising the Muslims, which is part of the religion. When you want to advise someone, do not advise him openly in front of everybody, but you need to do that in confidentiality. Because if you advise someone in front of everyone, it doesn't become an advice anymore. It becomes scandal. You are announcing his errors, his mistakes in front of everybody, and people don't like that. People don't like that. You want to advise? Advise in seclusion, alone. And you need to have the good style, the good way of the Prophet ﷺ when he used to smile. He would advise the companions, but he would not be harsh. He would not be raising his voice, because that will make people turn away and reject the advice that you are giving to them. So the way of the Prophet ﷺ is to give the advice in a nice way, with a smile. Even the command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Musa alayhi salam, when they were sent to Pharaoh, to say soft speech. فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. Pharaoh, the one who claimed that he is the supreme Lord. Subhanallah. What is greater than this sin? But still, Allah Azza wa Jal told Musa alayhi salam and his brother to speak to Pharaoh in a nice and soft speech. So you give the advice, you advise someone in seclusion, alone, with a nice way. And if he did not listen, and you expect that. Many people say, oh, I told him once, that's it, I will not tell him again. No, you need to remind him. You remind him another time. Maybe the first time he forgot. Now you remind him. You told him, look, this thing is bad. Smoking is not good. It affects your health. You should not do it. And he did not listen. You know that this person goes to one of the respected, reputed scholars. And that scholar does not know that this person smokes. So you go to the scholar, you tell him, what do you think of the people who smoke in front of the man? So the man would be reminded. Then you tell him, you tell the one that you want to advise, you tell him, you raise his self-esteem. You tell him these things are not appropriate for you. You are better than that. You know, this sentence is very beautiful. It's very helpful. You are better than that. People who do that are not like you. You are better than that. So these are few ways, few good ways when you want to give the advice. If you don't follow them, do not expect people to listen to you. But if you follow them step by step, inshallah, people will listen. Even if they did not listen, at least you did your effort. You made the effort that was required from you, and you will get the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah azza wa jal to make us among those who listen to the guidance and follow the best of it. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.